You're holding your lush. Dalit, Messinas Mashkim, Oifin Shein Balishal Rachachachachachachachach. Even though we learned that from when you put the water in, it's already the beginning of the Isser of Lisha, Biblila Rachla Kuliyamo, Biblila of the Mixed Spicy, right? We learned that there's really a machlekes in Mishnah. When does Lush begin? Right, I have here a bowl of flour and I pour some water. At the time I pour water, it starts to join, to bind with each other. So is that the Issa of Lush, or it's when I need it? So by Blila Ava, we're Machmer. By Blila Rachel, meaning a soft batter, that's the only Lush, is when you pour the water in. And therefore it's also to put water into these small particles even without mixing it. That's only if I want that the food should eventually join each other and become one. But let's say I'm putting the mashk over there because I want it to break down into pieces. For example, for some reason you want to crumble the, you want to soften and make it fall apart. You have a biscuit and you're pouring water onto it so it should fall apart. The kabet, since the purpose of lush is to gather together and to be medabig it together, if your kavod is for the opposite, it seems the mashke is a lush, since your kavod is the other way.
Would that be dipping a cookie into milk?
So I'm not sure why you couldn't think of a better example.
Do we have a better one?
So Dachil is not had to be by Lush.
Do we have a better one?
I remember there being other examples. Where the whole verse is, you cover it in the opposite. We'll have to look it up for it. Yeah, the same idea. Okay, keep this rule in mind. So we have a rule here that if the purpose of your pouring water onto is in order that it should soften and fall apart, then obviously it's not Lush. Okay, hey, Hisaf is Mashkin. I'm letting in Mashkin to, let's say, before Shabbos. But what a practical Shabbos that comes up is baby food. Baby oatmeal, baby food. It's a thicker batter.
Formula?
Formula is made into liquid usually. But let's say it's the baby cereals. So on Shabbos, it could be a question to make it because it's a shot of Lush. So one Eitzah is that before Shabbos, you pour some water in and to make it into already a guf echa, into one thing. Then on Shabbos, you add more water to it to make it a little more tastier or softer and easier for the baby to eat. That's what he's talking about here. Hisafas mashkim, to add mashkim to something which was already joined together by mashkim, they allowed to. Practically, that's not a good eitzah because just know that your baby's not going to want to eat that cereal that you made before Shabbos and you left it in the fridge. I don't know, just for whatever reason is, they just don't usually eat it. But the idea again, this the rule that we have over here is, let's say, maybe chinuch.
Oatmeal.
You made it before Shabbos. Again, you can't make it on Shabbos because it's going to be lush. But if you made it before Shabbos and you just like put in small amounts of water, everything just like clumped together. It's a big clump. It's sticky. It'll get stuck in your mouth. So now on Shabbos, I can add more water to it, even though this is a lush thicker
can't
thing.
Can we go on Shabbos? Even with the shino and the pouring.
Oh, so we'll learn shinoim soon. We'll learn
other
eitzahs.
You can use like those powder packets, I mean, like for like iced tea or something like that.
For iced tea, was that in Taina?
He said yeah.
Why?
It's not changing anything.
Because not changing, or because
it's still water.
Because that's right. Because that was the case number four over here, where it's just dissolving into the water. You're not creating anything. Lush is when I have small particles making one entity from it. Over here, it's just getting dissolved into the liquid. That's not lush. That's right. Okay, so tomorrow we'll learn more about Gedilah Racham, Gedilah Avad, and like what Geshe said is correct. There are other Eitzes.
But Shinoyim, and we'll discuss.